That's a really exciting plan. I've been looking this week at another very serious illness, and that's stroke. So stroke happens when blood vessels in our brain either have a blockage or a hemorrhage, and that stops oxygen getting to certain parts of our brain. Now, because of this, in about 20 to 30% of cases, they get a condition called aphasia, which affects our ability to read, write, speak, or understand language. And as a former speech and language therapist like myself, it's a really, really debilitating and frustrating issue for patients, because not only have you normally got limb weakness, facial muscle weakness, but the inability to talk to your family and say that you're okay and communicate your wishes with the hospital staff is one of the most frustrating things that some stroke patients experience in the first few weeks. This is especially difficult in strokes which affect certain areas of your brain which deal with language. So there's Broca's area, which is in your frontal lobe, both on the left-hand side, which is just in front of your ear, and that affects how we produce speech, how we talk. And the other one is Wernicke's area, which is just a bit further back, just above, behind your ear, and that affects how we understand speech. So you can either be able to talk fluently but not really understand the words that you're saying, or you can't speak. And I've had patients within the NHS who are only able to use automatic language. That means they're only able to use swear words to communicate themselves, even though that's not what they're intending to do, and they might not have sworn in the past. So you can imagine it's quite a frustrating condition. The usual treatment for this at the moment is just speech and language therapy. And in the early stages, I was talking to one of my friends today who works in one of the national stroke units. All you can really do is help them to communicate their needs on a daily basis. So there's not much they can do in the first few weeks. So apart from getting people to the hospital quicker, working on surgery quicker to get oxygen to those areas, there's not much we can do. But this week, a paper has just come out from a team at the McGill University in Montreal, and they've used this thing called transcranial magnetic stimulation. And that's using a magnetic coil, which when you put it on next to someone's skull, it creates a changing magnetic field, which incites an electric current in the nerve cells just on the other side of their skull. It's a really low intensity, but if you held this over the motor areas in your brain, it would cause muscle twitching and you'd feel it working. Now, what they hope is that by holding this next to those two areas I mentioned, the Broca's area and the Wernicke's area that's important in aphasia, that you'll be exercising these areas of the brain, and it might help bring those back into use a bit quicker. They tested this on 24 patients. They gave half of them this real stimulation and half of them fake. And they gave them 20 minutes of it a day, along with 45 minutes of speech therapy for 10 days. And they found that those who received the transcranial magnetic stimulation had a 3 times greater recovery as measured on aphasia tests than those who didn't. Obviously, it's only 24 patients, so they want to do a lot larger trials, but it's looking very positive.
Do they speculate, Kate, how it actually works? I know you said they thought it was exercising the brain. Do they give any indication as to why it benefits these people the way it does?
What I would presume is that by exercising and inciting these electric currents in certain areas of the brain, you're keeping the cells that are still alive and haven't been completely deprived of oxygen active. And by keeping them active, you're helping them maintain connections and continue forming connections within the brain that might help them continue to be tied into that part of the brain. So it's keeping it in use, keeping it active, and hopefully help developing those connections.
Thank you, Kate.